The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
Welcome to another episode of the Damon Hahn Show.
Hahn, Hahn, Hahn.
Dave.
The Dave and Hahn Show.
Now in stereo. Episode 23.
Is it in stereo?
Yes.
No, that's echo. I don't want echo off into stereo.
Wait, was this stereo really in stereo? Is echo?
Or is it double mono? I'm serious. Like, I'm not coming out of one ear and you're not coming out of the other. I don't think it's stereo.
It is stereo.
No, but look, it's set up as like mono one and mono two.
I believe I enter from both ears, but...
That's disgusting. I don't think it's a stereo, really.
Okay, well...
If any of our listeners know the answer to this question, and if you don't, then what's wrong with you? Please email us at the usual addresses.
Please.
And in case you don't know what they are, because if you're just listening, now that we're in iTunes...
Our email addresses aren't on the iTunes?
Probably not. So first of all, let's talk about how we are now in iTunes.
And here we are, in iTunes.
I guess, technically, the previous episode, which has not been posted yet, will be the first official iTunes one. But here's the first one we're recording, knowing this will be on iTunes, where millions of people will have access to it, but not listen to it.
We've traveled through the... timepiece.
Okay, should we start over?
Yes.
Dave Hahn. So this is interesting because we are now. This isn't just some little dipshit thing we're sending
to. Oh, yeah, this is the big time.
Also, I should say shit because we're on. We have the explicit tag. Might as well make use of it. Make a swear quickly.
Muzzle butt.
I thought you were going to say fart. It was a chair, anyway.
You don't say farts.
So I was saying last time, after the last episode, I was saying that I've always, like, apologized. Like, I'm scared to make fun of anyone. Like, this is before we were on iTunes.
You enjoy making fun of people, but you're
very apologetic. In real life, all I do is make fun of people. But on this, I'm, like, scared to. I, like, sugarcoat everything. Like,
it's on the record.
Remember I said Hitler was, like, a fine dresser?
And it's...
No, I mean, I can never give my true insulting, ranty feelings about people who we've mentioned because... And now that it's on iTunes, extra that. But maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should just give it like we play it straight. Whatever that means.
Yeah, it's changed us. We've sold out.
We've sold out basically even before the sale was on.
That's right.
Okay, so we're starting over, right?
Yep.
First, we should thank our sponsors.
Done.
Okay. I'll go first. Hahn, would you rather have minty breath or fight gingivitis?
What?
I'm just joking. I was pretending we had some sort of oral health sponsor. We don't have sponsors. Well,
don't say oral again.
Don't mix oral and health. It just ruins. We're starting over. Ready?
Do you want me to do a would you rather?
Yeah, let's start with the actual. How about we get to our content?
David.
Hold on. Now that we're in iTunes,
David,
are you just going to say, hey, you want to do the would you rather, whatever? No. Should we sing stuff and make
it? Well, we don't have a theme for would you rather.
Okay, but let's do it. Start one now. Go.
Would you rather? David, would you rather download your mind into a cybernetic body, and this body requires like 10 hours of charging during the day in order to function normally?
Hold on. Am I still alive?
You're Your brain is inserted inside this cyborg.
How about you give me the second choice before I start quizzing you on...
So you're still alive, technically. You don't have your body anymore.
Okay,
you have a cybernetic version of the body you have now. It's not...
But wait, but that's when I'm downloaded.
Huh?
Hold on. What's the other option?
Then the other option is you download your mind and your consciousness into a simulated universe, which is to say that your body, let's say it's like a Matrix thing. You put in a little pod. Your body is kept alive, but your mind is...
Isn't that how I already am? And then I have the option to enter an actual body?
Yeah. This is the third such universe.
Don't describe what I'm doing right now.
Okay. I won't.
But never forget.
Okay.
Okay, wait. What state am I in before I make this decision?
Your current state. You have to choose from one of these two.
So I'm alive choices. Now.
You're alive as you are now.
Okay, and my choices are when I die?
No. Right now, you can either go into a cybernetic body, which is the equivalent of your body now, and it requires charging, battery. It runs on
but
battery
is this
power.
Forever or just for a day?
For as long as that body can run and your mind can run inside of it, which is
so
theoretically
I'm permanently transitioning
long time.
From my current normal living state.
Yes.
To either
a cyborg version of yourself or a...
Now, hold on. The 10 hours charging, is that any different from sleep? Like, well, so I get 14 hours of activity?
You have to be somewhere where you're plugged in. Like, you have a cord that you carry around.
Okay, so I can do that at nighttime?
You could do that at nighttime. You could do it throughout the day while you're just sitting somewhere.
Oh, so am I mentally active during this?
You can be. It's your mind is still the same. It's still your
but does
physical.
It have to go to sleep?
Still, your wetware is there. Your mind is
Pardon
still
me.
There. Yeah.
Did you see Horrible Bosses?
No.
See it.
Okay. Really?
It's hello. First of all, the guy from Philadelphia.
Charlie.
Yeah, he's in it. It's my favorite comedy of the last few years.
Okay.
Movie time.
I'll check it out. We should do movie time on this show.
Yeah.
Why don't we
just went to book. We nerded out, eh?
Yep.
Books, boring.
And video games.
Movie, lightsabers. Okay, so again, I'm ending my life as I know it and going to one of two.
Yeah.
Okay. In one of them.
We take your brain and any necessary.
I have an improved body?
No, it's the same body you have now.
What's wrong? Okay, I already.
The only difference is
listen,
that.
Listen, I already am. What's the difference? Why would I choose this weird thing you're talking about versus currently?
Okay, first of all, you have to make this choice. That's the whole point of would you rather. It's not would you this, or not any of the above.
Okay, it's, so you have to would I rather do the same thing I have right now, except I have to be near an outlet for 10 hours?
Right, but you don't also obviously you don't have to eat.
Oh, how is that obvious?
Okay, it's not obvious. You don't have to eat.
I have a robot body, kind of.
You have a robot body, okay. Except it's you, people can't tell it's a robot body. You do need electricity, and
now,
you don't need food.
Now, what's my, stuff downstairs? Is it,
exactly the
larger
same as whatever
than,
you have now.
So it's just as large as before.
It is equally the size you have now.
And what about, maintaining an erection is the same, or since it's like...
It operates the same as it does now. Your body is exactly the same as it does now.
But how are they going to make that?
Well, that's not the point.
Okay.
Or you take your body, you go into this...
Hold on, and then will I die at my normal death time?
Yeah, whatever your brain, however long it can live.
Well, doesn't the body dying kind of dictate more than when your brain dies?
Well, in theory, your body? Your body will live as long as it needs to. It could live forever. It's really the limiting factor here is how long your brain will function.
Well, we don't know that, right?
I suppose, in theory, your brain could, live extra long.
Or just maybe not. It's just regular... Or... Enter the Matrix.
Enter the Matrix.
How long does that last?
And you're aware you're in the Matrix.
Oh, for...
Except now you're willingly going into the Matrix... And you know that you're in the Matrix. So you know that everything you're encountering is simulated for you.
But I'm still alive.
Your body is still alive.
So it's... Okay, and then this could last for... How long does this last?
Well, as long as we can keep your body alive. It's not like magical technology. It's just... Your body is kept alive
with
nutrients.
Do I have to answer right away? Or would I be able to just spend a day to do a little research?
No, you're supposed to answer right away. What's the research?
Well, I want to know how long the brain can survive if you keep replacing bodies. Like, if it lasts for a very long time, I guess I would do the first one. But if you last about, a lifetime or maybe two lifetimes at most, I would do the second one.
Oh, so it's it's based on,
some information, scientific information.
Uh-huh. Huh. Okay, so it's a conditional response.
Whatever you say.
Yeah. It's a smart choice, I suppose. But if you press right now, not knowing the numbers, you don't have a real...
I think I'd go Matrix.
You prefer to live in a fantasy world?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But then, like, nothing means anything. But we may now... We might be in the Matrix now, right? And nothing could mean anything.
Complicated, very good Matrix. Yeah, I suppose. But...
I just want to, like, be aware forever.
Right. No,
I don't necessarily want to be in this body forever, like, this fat thing.
Right.
Although I am well endowed. Like, I got that, but I'm just saying...
Okay, have you a segment?
No, but I'm just wondering if you're psychic. Do you think you're psychic?
Of course, I do.
Okay, so then, which of these... I'm holding five cards here, the circle, the square, the plus sign, the wavy lines, and the star.
I see, you're issuing a psychic challenge to me.
But this one, which one is this? Could you
lines.
See behind?
Squiggly lines.
So then if I turn these over... The first one being a square, the second one being a star, the third one being squiggly lines.
You got
it wrong.
Well, let me turn the table around, but I won't turn it around.
Okay, so should I get on? Okay.
I am going to shuffle these five cards that I happen to have in my hand, and I will issue
now,
a challenge.
Now, last time you accused me of cheating...
Of
you
a psychic nature.
Last time you... Wantonly? Is that a word?
Willingly?
Without a care in the world, you just accused me of being a cheat, a liar, and a fraud.
I cared. Hmm. Okay, so...
By the way, at this point for our listeners, if you wanted to get a snack or just use the washroom, this is normally when people would do that during our podcast.
Because the psychic challenge
during our so-called psychic challenge. And also, we should do this as quickly as possible, because this is a...
Should we make this a $1 challenge?
$1... Oh, I forgot to do something about that, reminds me. Okay, all right. So what are you doing? You have two cards in your hand.
I'm going
to
pick one. I'm going to say this.
That's square. Totally square.
Should we do the reverse reveal? This one is...
No, I meant that one's square. Okay, so
this
we're not psychic.
This one is a circle.
It's a rounded square. Holy schmoly.
Sorry, it wasn't specific enough.
We don't even know which one you actually picked.
That's my fault.
I know. What?
So...
Let's get to the goods.
David, did you hear recently... Well, actually, the goods now being Fakey 5.
Yeah.
Did you hear that about the Amazon order?
Hold on. So we are doing our signature meal.
Yep.
No. We are doing what people come to our podcast for, that tune in week after week.
Month after month.
W-E-A-K, I'm talking.
Bring us your week, feeble-minded masses.
What? Why do you ruin... Let's Fakey start off
five.
Seriously. Okay. So, 1, 2, 3.
Fakey 5!
In stereo.
So, Fakey 5, just a quick explanation for new iTunes listeners.
Welcome new... Hey! Let's welcome our new listeners.
Nude and new.
What was that?
Young and nude.
Like, let's look through the internet and see who's... Like, there's Jenny. There's Susie. I see Susie. I see Jim.
Unlikely.
Jim is in Texas. Probably a Marco somewhere in the Western Hemisphere. Okay, go on. Sorry. Fakey 5.
So where we list off five items, and one is a made-up item or a slightly modified item, but doesn't belong amongst the five.
In my case, it's made up, and in Han's case, it's slightly modified because he is to come up with one creative thought, idea, or fakey.
That's right. So my Fakey 5 is based on Amazon buying...
Hey, remember when I used to raise my mic and then lower it last episode?
When you eat, yeah.
Maybe that has something to do with the noise.
Well, don't...
Because, I wasn't doing that the last few things.
Okay.
I won't this time.
Good to know. Amazon, or rather Jeff Bezos? Bezos? Pesos?
Pesos.
Bought the Washington Post for $250 million.
Yes, that is true. Next.
And so my Fakey 5 is based on, well, it's not really based on that, but it's related to that. My Fakey 5 are the top five Bloomberg technology billionaires.
What?
So
what's a Bloomberg technology
billionaire? It's just billionaire? Bloomberg is just some company that
Jewish?
Ranks. Yep. Ranks people by how much they have amassed.
Where are you on that list?
I'm in the high trillions.
with billions on Earth, you are the trillions.
Number one. So these are the top five, and one of them is not amongst the five. He is brought in from much higher up.
Maybe this is too close. I can move it away a bit.
Okay, now there's a total hum and buzz. Hum and buzz? I could go for some hum and buzz right now. Number one, Bill Gates.
Well, okay, so Bloomberg is a company, a news company, or yeah, a financially yeah. thing?
Financial reporting people.
And they have their own list
of the richest people in the world.
Involving technology.
Well, this is technology, but they actually, it's more general for them, but yeah.
Ooh, excuse me. So here are five supposed rich technology billionaires.
These are the top five.
The top five?
The top five technology ones. And one of them's not from the top five, obviously. So, he's much higher down, or much,
much
lower
higher down. What number is he?
You look at him. I'm not going to say.
Is it at least 20th?
It's like 50-something.
Okay. So you could have said yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, Bill Gates.
Number one, Bill Gates. Everyone knows good old Billy Gates. Billy G, as I like to call him. Number two.
I call him William G.
The William G. Overture?
William G, I call him.
Number two, Larry Ellison. Ellison. I should know the pronunciation, sorry.
Yes.
Number three, Jeff Bezos. Number four, Larry Page.
Mm-hmm.
And number five, Michael Dell.
Michael Dell.
Michael Dell.
And is this for this year?
This is for right now. I just checked right now.
Because Bill Gates used to be super rich, but he's given away so much money. Maybe he's not super rich anymore.
Maybe he's not amongst the top five.
You got your Bezos. Why would he? When you were making this, you said, oh, you're going to so hate me when you find out my fakey five.
Because sometimes you
hate
them.
And then you put on a body of an armor body. What?
You hate
suit of armor. That's what
you
I
hate
say.
The ones where I modify it, and this one is like obviously I didn't make
Hello.
Up the person.
I don't expect anything more or less from you.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Larry Page, something Ellison, and
there's two Larrys: Larry Ellison and Larry Page.
Yeah. And then
and
someone
I've
heard of, Michael Dell. Okay. Last time I spent about 45 minutes trying to figure it out.
4 or 5 minutes.
This
yeah.
time I will. Just do a quick guess. I'm going to say Dell.
Nice. I mean, is that your answer?
Yes.
It is.
Yay! I finally got one!
How'd you pick out Dell?
I don't know. It's just, like, Bill Gates, like...
Bill Gates is still... He's way number one amongst in the world. Actually, he's still at.
I guess because it's tech. You know, a lot of other rich people are not necessarily tech. There's like oil people. And
so Bill
sheiks.
Gates is obviously the
yeah, we don't care.
Bill Gates Microsoft guy.
Are you ready for this one?
Larry Page is Google.
I know.
Okay, well it should have been Larry Page and then Sergey Brin. They have almost exactly the same amount of money.
Okay.
Who's the other Google guy?
Good. Now let me fake five you. With some trivia about toads.
Toads?
Like, yes.
Like frogs. I told you so?
So you have your frogs, and then you have your toads.
Now, what's the difference between frogs and toads?
Oh, frogs have smooth skin, toads have bumpy, frogs have... I don't know. Look it up.
Did you make that up?
No, it's true. That was one of the things. Number one, all toads are born blind and remain so for the first 6 months of their lives.
6 months?
Number two.
That seems fake.
Some toads live in deserts and they burrow underground to prevent drying out. Desert toads? What? Number three. As a strategy against prey, some toads play dead.
That's a told you so.
Number four, toads have to blink to swallow. What?
Okay, how? Definitely. What, number three again?
As a strategy against prey, some toads play dead.
Okay, definitely believe it.
Number five, a group of toads is called a knot. Like K-N-O-T. So you got your all toads are born blind and remain so for the first 6 months of their lives. Some toads live in deserts.
Okay, it's either one or two. I believe three and four, and number five, knots, seems quite possible, although That's kind of the oddball here. I think so, I believe five knots. So,
okay, so you definitely believe, as a strategy against prey, some toads play dead.
Yeah, I believe that. And I think you also that's believe the fake one
about toads having to blink to swallow. That's not true. That's not necessarily true. I may have been lying there.
So
those ones, three and four, you're eliminating. You know how I like to eliminate?
I like to eliminate as well. Very satisfying.
So now we're back at basically one, two, and possibly five, but not really five.
Not really five. So what was one again?
Number one, all toads are born blind and remain so for the first 6 months of their lives.
I gotta say that. I think
that's
too long.
That's it.
Yes! Fucking 6 months is way too long.
Okay, way too long. Do you know how...
How long
the
do
last
toads
fact? Do you know how long toads live, according to this thing, which I'm suspect?
3 years?
20 to 40 years. That's what it says.
At a time?
What? Wow. So 6 months is nothing. If you knew that, maybe you would have liked number one.
Right. Well, you should have said so.
Well.
Wow.
Well, great. So it was a double fake out. A refake.
You refaked, yeah.
It's a shame that this is our, like, semi-first or second real episode.
23rd, and it's full of technical issues and
we have
toads.
Technical issues. We have... No one was faked out.
No laughs.
No laughs. Nothing funny. Well, hopefully there will be so many technical problems with this one, we won't do it. We'll just...
Okay.
We'll redo it.
Well, I'm going to do a very... Should I do a very boring segment, or do you have an exciting one?
I have a time to joke.
Okay, let's do your time to joke.
Okay. Now, this was told to me earlier today from a friend of mine who, I think, told me it had something to do with a joke that...
Involves Celine Dion?
No. Who's that? Gilbert Gottfried?
Right, yes. The Laugh Man's Laugh Man.
Yeah. That he said once, whatever. So, how does it go? A Jewish guy, you know Jews, right?
Are you going to do it in Gottfried's voice?
No. A Jewish man is walking down the alley, I don't know, I'm making some of this up, and he finds a little lamp.
A little lamp?
And it looks like one of those genie lamps, right?
Okay.
So he rubs the lamp,
uh-huh.
And then out pops a genie.
Uh-huh.
And the genie says... Thank you for releasing me from the lamp. I will now grant you one wish.
Makes sense.
So the Jewish man takes out a little map he had in his pocket of the Middle East. And he says, this region has been like fraught with war and hatred for so many years. Can you please bring peace to this region?
Yes.
And the genie says, I am so sorry. Some things are beyond my skill level as a wish granter.
Okay.
I apologize. Is there anything on a smaller scale, something that I can actually focus on and have the ability to
so
really...
So he's a limited genie.
Yeah. So then the Jewish man says, okay, well, I've been married to my wife for 40 years, and she is a lovely woman. We have an excellent relationship, and our marriage is great. However, she has not given me a blowjob in 40 years.
Okay.
And the genie says, can I just look at that map again? Thank you.
I wasn't sure which way it was going to go. I thought it was going to be, there are some things that are just too difficult for even for me. Can I? But it, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it's... I think it has, like if you're Jewish, it's funnier. I don't know, because something about that and women and sex. I don't know.
Da-da-da.
Okay, so you were going to bore me, right?
I have two very boring segments.
Okay. Go with the first one. Go with the boringest one, and then we can lead up
they're
to...
They're both boring because they're both about me.
Oh, I have a time to hate about you. But go ahead.
I'll do my segment, and then you can hate.
How about I do a mid... Boring segment hate.
Well, okay. So this is Han. This is a segment we haven't done in a while.
It's called
Han's Handy Hints.
Han's Handy Hints. Okay.
This is where I give you, the listener, a little snippet of wisdom. I impart some of my knowledge.
There's this book called Hints from Hellois. You know what they're talking about?
Hellois.
Yeah. So this is like similar, but hints from Han.
This is like little tidbits, pieces of life.
get little along. Tips to improve people's lives.
Improve your life, yeah.
Whether it's something as simple as how to, like,
make a chip bowl.
Pull out a chip bowl or remove a nail without a hammer.
How do you do that?
No, I don't know. It's up to you.
Well, maybe next time on Hans.
This is among our shittiest episodes, right? Would you say that fairly?
If not the.
If you are new to the podcast, you found us on iTunes, and you're like, I'll just randomly pick one.
Don't judge us by this.
Do not.
Just stop right now.
Something in the mid-teens, maybe.
Go back like 3 episodes.
No, 7 episodes, 3 episodes. Go from to 10 and 18. That's Hans'
episodes
range
10 to 18.
Of women he likes.
My handy hint is to. Well, this comes about because of a.
It's jerky again, but we'll let it go.
A news segment I came across through the SGU, the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, where they talked about how only 5% of, I believe, Americans.
This is related to my.
Okay.
Time to hate, but go on.
Good. I'm going to guess your time to hate has to do with Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you already did it.
What do you mean I did it?
You did. You already hated my Facebook posts.
Really?
Yeah. That was like 3 episodes ago. Two episodes ago, maybe.
Okay. So I have no time to hate this week.
But we can still talk about it. Anyway, my handy hint, which you seem to hate, is to wash your hands with soap for 15 to 20 seconds. Now, I'm going to say this because it seems like everyone thinks, oh, I wash my hands properly all the time. I'm pretty clean.
No.
But actually, it turns out people aren't. Like, 95% of people don't wash their hands properly, at least in public bathrooms.
95% of people remove actual pieces of feces from their hands. And that's good enough from 95% of the population. They remove the poo from their hands, like the visible poo.
Okay.
And that's good enough. And the world has gone on. And I don't think the world has been plagued with food poisoning and viruses. And like your little Facebook post mentioned something about this is the number one cause or a leading cause of foodborne illnesses or some weird.
Yeah.
Is that from people who prepare meals, or is that from average people who eat?
Average people who eat, obviously.
But do you know anyone who had some, who's a victim of these unwashed hands?
Well, anytime you, like, think, or you come home, and you're like, oh, that meal didn't settle with me.
Oh, so a little boo-boo tummy one day, that's the big negative thing?
Well, so for some people, it could be very serious.
But do you know anyone who's been very serious?
It was serious for me. It can be serious for the elderly, serious for people who have digestive issues.
Okay.
So you seem to be upset because this hand cleaning thing isn't
no,
that big
like
a deal.
No, this is like one of those exposés where I show, like, public toilets are disgusting.
The exposé is a lot of people don't wash their hands at all. A lot of people don't even use soap. A lot of people, and it turns out, like, a huge number of people don't practice good hygiene, hand
but
hygiene.
What's the result of that? What's the horrible consequences of this behavior?
Well, people are getting sick unnecessarily.
Sick or like, oh, that taco felt a little funny.
Well, no, they can get diarrhea or they could get vomiting. They could get.
Do you get vomiting?
Food poisoning. Unnecessarily. This is a hint. This is not like, hey, you should do this and otherwise you'll, you know.
Okay.
And that's it. Well, I guess I could read some more facts about this. So, from the article, it said 15% of men didn't wash their hands at all, compared to 7% of women. Only 50% of the men use soap when they wash, which is truly scary.
Whereas, scary or just?
So, are you
unexpected?
Okay, unexpected, but it's also kind of scary when you think about people thinking that they're washing their hands with just water is enough to clean their hands. Like, why even go through the ritual of washing with water, but not actually using soap?
Well, first of all, is all the soaps in all the washrooms, like, effective soap?
So, you're saying these people chose, like, oh, that soap's not effective.
No, I'm just
going to
not
side use
question.
Soap.
This is a side question.
Uh-huh. So, you're picking at a little
part.
Well,
when you don't use soap, again, you're just removing pieces of poo from your hands. Like, there's some benefit of that. I'm guessing.
I guess, yeah, if your hands are just, like, covered visibly dirty.
But that's probably not the case for most people.
We're talking about 50% of the men didn't use the soap.
No, no. Warning, how many people have poo on their hands? Pieces, oh. Chunks of poo.
Well, yeah, that's. I guess that is fairly...
Are we going to have to stop this kind of talk to be on iTunes and have an audience?
You're the one who has an issue with it.
No, I'm wondering, like, do I have to stop talking about poo on your hands and...
Why?
And the other word I used to say a lot, but don't anymore. Ducks.
Should that be the new word or phrase? There's poo on your hands? You have poo
meaning
on your hands.
Meaning, there is literally poo on your hands. Okay, so your tip
We could talk about...
Anyway. Your tip is to wash your hands properly, but have you... Did you say what the... How... What properly is?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
I wasn't
listening.
The very first thing was to say wash your hands with soap for 15 to 20 seconds, which is what the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, suggests.
What about the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation?
They suggest the same thing.
Okay.
Except they use metric.
So my time to hate is your Facebook posts. Because all your Facebook... I probably said this last time, but like your Facebook posts are like ducks loose in a Nevada borough. And then you're like, makes you think. Like, they just don't offer...
What? I never post about ducks. What?
I'm just giving you an example. Like, you're just...
First of all, like, complaining about Facebook posts, you know the best way to respond to that is to not say anything.
What's with this, like... How did this all go wrong? Let's start off our iTunes career with the technical issues. Like, see how it's just jerky and...
What's wrong with your computer?
I don't know. It's super, like, fanny. What? This is not how it normally goes.
Have you lost steam because of your technical issues? Do you want
to
stop?
Okay, go to your second segment.
The other one was Hon Hong Swan Song.
Hon Hong Swan Song.
That's right. If you change the H's in my name, which is Hon Hong, and then replace the H with S, you get Swan Song. So this is Hon Hong's Swan Song. These are things that I want to do before I expire.
Okay, so you got about 2 weeks. What is it? What do you got this week?
Another one is, I guess at some point I would like to visit Korea and visit my extended family there.
Hold on, there's so many Koreas as far as I know. Which Korea are you talking about?
The one south of the North Korea.
Okay, and when were you last there, if ever?
1988.
And what family is there?
I have some cousins there.
Okay. You want to visit your cousins in South Korea?
Yeah. I mean, I have others.
And you're doing this in the next 2 weeks?
Well, I don't know about that.
Dead air alert. Okay, well, good luck with that. Let me see what I got here. Should we do a dangerous wager?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to name four Canadian cities. You just got to tell me what the population is within 10%. Within 10%! This is your best chance at $1 million.
Yeah, is one of them Toronto?
No. Now listen, but they're major cities. Here's what I'll do. If you get one right, it's $2. Two right is $10. Three right is $20. And four right is $1 million. Two, ten, 20, a million.
Okay.
So people
this
at home
is really
now,
funny because if you chose a city that was really small, and I would appropriately pick a small number, which would increase the chances of me getting close to the right number.
Okay, well, I have a mixture of two smalls and two biggers. I've just ruined it. I've given you hints already.
Gross.
Number one, Calgary.
Okay, do I want me
to
guess right away?
To regular listeners, this is where we have stampedes.
Do you want me to guess right away?
I want you to guess tonight.
Okay, I'll say 4.2 million.
No. So you're not winning $1 million.
2.6 million?
There's still $20 available in prize money.
2.6 million.
No, it's, and this is as of 2011, by the way, 1.2 million.
Oh,
number two, Regina. Regina is in Saskatchewan.
I'll guess 500,000.
No. So
how much?
$10 is possible now.
How many? How much was it?
210,556.
210,000?
Yes. It's Regina, dude.
Well, that's tiny.
Number three, Edmonton.
Okay,
Alberta.
Well, obviously these...
this is for possibly $10.
I'll say 1.1 million.
1.1 million?
Yeah.
1.1 million is correct. There is 1.159 million.
Wow.
1,159,000, which is within 10% of 1.1 million. Yes. 110,000.
Right.
You're within that. Okay, for $10. This is exciting.
Yeah.
Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Ooh. Halifax, I will say... Nope. 182,000.
Han Hong, you are the winner of $2.
What was it?
I should not have, like, well, I guess you got 390,000.
Oh, that's much higher.
328.
Okay.
So you got one out of four right, and according to what I said earlier, I'm going to give you $2.
Oh, yay. So at least, I guess I could have some joy in getting ballpark numbers, and at least now I know how tiny Calgary is. Why did I think it was much bigger?
Oh, yeah. 1.2 million. It's like... basically, a little street. What? What do you mean? Like, only Toronto, Montreal, and Vancouver have, like, the serious multi-millions. That's it. Everything else is... You thought there was multi-millions in California? Calgary?
I guess I did.
Okay. Bookie right. Look? Do you have a bookie look?
Yeah, I don't have a bookie look. My bookie looks the same look as last book.
I'll give you a bookie look for you. I'm reading The English Girl by Daniel Silva.
How long does it take you to read a book?
Well,
finish these books?
Yeah, I've almost all the time.
I should take that back because your last book was like so tiny.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It was super short, so it's quite conceivable.
But I actually read a book after that, I think. No, before that one. Anyways, it's called The English Girl. It's from Daniel Silva. Daniel Silva writes these, like, spy books, kind of, with, like...
Have you talked about his books before?
No. And it's good. I'm 60% through it. His writing is great. Like, it's...
Here's my question. With all these spy books out there, are they realistic in any way, or are they just, like, Hollywood spies?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's writing, there's, like... super character literary books on one side, and then there's fast action, Hollywoody, easy reads on the other side. But he writes comfortably kind of in the middle. Like it's like kind of literary action kind of thing.
But how realistic is it?
Well, this has to do a lot with Middle East and Israel. Like, it's an Israeli spy, and there's a lot of real history in it. So, it's not just explosions, although there was one big explosion in the book. I think it's pretty realistic. But I think it's a little action-y, like a little Hollywood-y, slightly...
Like, do you have guys jumping in the air and shooting at each other?
No. They fly and they shoot. No, it's not. It's not like that. It's not like a movie like that.
Okay.
This one's about a girl who had an affair with the Prime Minister of the UK of England. What is
Ew.
It? Britain? British? UK? With the British Prime Minister. That's right. British Prime Minister. She's kidnapped and there's a ransom. And then whatever. It's good.
Handsome Ransom.
I'm enjoying it so far. I like, his writing style is excellent. It's very enjoyable, and he has a really good writing style that a lot of authors don't have. It's either kind of too long and boring-y or just too flat and action-y. This is a very nice middle ground. Not even middle ground, like more character-y than just crappy pulp fiction.
Did he write this review for you?
Yeah, he's right here. Do you want to say hello? No, he doesn't want to say hello.
Okay.
Okay, so 40 minutes.
40 minutes. My
last chance to start over. We're going to continue?
I think we're going to continue, even though, despite all the technical issues.
I'm throwing out a challenge to our listeners. If you are tired of me asking if we should restart the episode multiple times on every episode since we started, send an email. We never gave our emails to our new listeners. What is our official URL? The Dave and Han Show or Dave and Han Show?
Both.
Our official URL is same time. This is like Schrodinger's cat.
Why can't it be both?
Okay, well... we should...
Are we upset with holding both?
Let's get rid of that, like...
Why? I am pro the...
Okay, fine. It's the, then. All the people in the world have to type extra characters and waste time and lifespan shortened because of you. What are you doing? Are you just playing a game right now on your computer?
No, I'm trying to find another segment for us to talk about.
Whoa, live updates?
Yeah.
Anyways, the URL, even though we don't need it anymore, is thedaveandhanshow.com, our domain. We used to have that only to get our episodes, but now we're on... is it Apple holds iTunes? That was a test to see if he was attracted, and of course he was. So we have two emails. We have Dave at thedaveandhanshow.com. I'm Dave. We also have...
Han at thedaveandhanshow.
And Han is H-O-N?
H-W-A-N.
No, it's H-W-A-N. That's how you spay... Spay? That's how you spell Han. So, the Dave, D-A-V-E, and Han, H-W-A-N, show.com, and Han at thedaveandhanshow.com, and Dave at are our two emails.
Are you
again,
just filling
if you
in
have
time?
Complaints, send them to Han. If you have praise, send them to Dave. Well, I don't know. You're doing research. I'm trying to fill the time.
I'm not really doing research.
You are. You said you were, and you're always super distracted when you're doing anything, so I'm trying to fill the time. Any other segments?
The only thing I have left is a parting thought.
Okay, so I have a pretty crappy nerd alert. My nerd alert is just how I have so many games, and I haven't finished any of them.
That's a true nerd alert. It's like, trouble, too many games, nerd alert.
Okay, but I'm not even going to talk about that.
Why?
But here's something we have a segment called Skeptical Blather, which was kind of our original segment. This is supposed to be a lot about skepticism, and it kind of is, but it really isn't. And so this is something that I want to settle. I can't settle it right now, but this has to be settled very soon.
Jamaica.
And I probably talked about this many times, but I want an answer.
Cranberry juice.
Very soon, if not tonight. Hans, don't. This is why you should drink. Okay? Because this sobery jokes and phrase you're throwing out to be funny are terrible.
I did not sleep with Sylvia Brown.
These are terrible. Okay? If you had a few drinks, you would be at least
more
in
irritable?
The same Venn diagram as humor. Okay, here's what I have written down. Ready? Can I turn off smell? Yes or no? Is this a special ability that not everyone has or not?
Okay, so when you say you can turn off smell, are you just not holding your nose breath?
I am...
Preventing yourself from breathing through your nose.
I am preventing myself from breathing through my nose.
So that's the skill, not actually turning off smell, because you can't breathe through your nose and not smell.
I don't know if that's true, but what I'm doing is not breathing through my nose without any physical outwardly motion or preparation. I do is I close a valve in my head... A physical valve related to my nose, throat, or mouth Internally.
Is it closed right now?
Right now it's closed.
Do you leave it normally closed?
No, I leave it normally open, but as soon as there's a fart or any unpleasantness coming, I will turn it off. When I go walk through an alley and there's a garbage, I'll turn it off through the whole time. I won't plug my nose. My hands are not involved. They're down at my side. I don't make any physical movement externally.
Okay.
I can turn it on and off at will whenever I want, and I'm literally,
Okay, here's my question to you. Could
physically
you be
plugging a valve in the top of my nose, somewhere in my head.
So it requires a conscious thing. Like, you can't just turn it off and it stays off.
Well, I don't have to. Once it's,
like, if you're distracted, it's possible you'd be tricked to open it.
I don't have to. Here's the thing. I tested this actually recently. I don't have to focus on keeping it closed. I can, like, I don't have to consciously pay attention to whether it's open or closed. Once I close it, it kind of is second nature, and then it won't accidentally go on. Only I kind of have to remember, oh yeah, I should turn it back on now, kind of thing. Although I'm sure I'm in some level just ensuring it's closed the whole time too. You know what I mean? I don't have to consciously focus on it. It kind of can be relegated to almost the unconscious, but not really. But just like as a minor task that you. Okay, so the question is.
Is this the worst show ever?
Can you personally do the same thing?
Here's the thing for me. Is that possibly I can do it, but I would not want to. Because the thought of me breathing in, like,
garbage into
my mouth.
I don't care.
It's disgusting.
But, okay, so if you have to walk by a garbage dumpster.
I hold my breath.
And then you might die if you don't make it.
No, obviously you gasp for air at some point.
If someone farts near you, what do you do?
I go out of the room.
You leave the room every time someone farts in the same room as you.
I generally, yeah.
I've just farted 4 times, and how come you're still here?
Did you?
No.
Okay.
Because I have respect for other people's.
Respect?
So, we've learned nothing whether this is something only I can do. Or well, is a rare ability.
You have asked at least one doctor, and he could not give you
right a definitive answer.
Let me ask you a question.
I know. Okay, you have to put aside whether the idea of eating a fart is something you could handle. If I farted close to your face, and you were not allowed. You're not allowed to physically touch your face or move at all. Answer this. I want to know the truth. Would you be able to avoid smelling the fart?
So trying to use the same technique you did, you're doing.
As far as you know, would you be able to not?
Yeah, I probably could.
Probably could, or you don't know yet. At this point in time right now, you don't know if you would.
I could, because I would just breathe through my mouth. You don't want me to hold my breath, right?
No.
Because if I held my breath, that's just kind of cheating.
Right.
I would breathe through my mouth, I guess. That's the
equivalent. But you're just assuming, you're guessing, right?
I'm pretty sure it would have the same effect, because, yeah, people can breathe through their mouth, and then they're preventing the passage of air going over their nostrils. Because it's not really.
So.
Shooting in.
You're saying, yes, you could do that. Therefore, my question is over. It's retired. I'm not the only one who can do it. It's not a special thing. Because a random other person I'm just talking to can do it also.
How many people have you asked this?
Nobody. I don't know. Just no one will answer it. Like.
I'm under the suspicion that I definitely can do it. I would be willing to do a test that didn't involve farts or garbage smells. I would prefer, like, pleasant smells. But I'm pretty sure anyone could do it.
But wait, I want to know for sure. Not, like, I'm thinking, maybe. Like,
I guess, you know, you probably have mastered it to the point where it's really strong. Like, you can turn on and off. It doesn't take much effort. You can maintain it. Because you practice this. And I'm sure other people, such as myself...
That's entirely possible. That it is like playing the piano. It's just something I practice and I'm really good at now.
Yeah, doesn't even have to be that hard. But yeah.
Well, this has not settled question. Like, I guess we have to do a test. Like, maybe next episode we're going to do a I don't know if a pleasant smell is a way to really test it.
We just need something strong smelling. Like onion smell? Like when you cut onions.
But then we have to, it's subjective. We have to, like, it's hard. Like, how do I know you're smelling it or not?
Well, here's the thing. Do onions affect
soups?
Oh, no. Onions, sorry, no. When you cut onions, there's a chemical and it coats your eyes, and that's what makes you cry. You don't actually smell it.
This episode is making most people cry, I think.
We need something that would cause a physical reaction.
Look at the coat. We might have to redo the whole thing, which probably is literally the best thing could happen.
That is a benefit.
Like, okay, I don't believe in God, but I'm praying that this episode has to be redone.
This is both technically and morally
materialistically
the worst episode we've ever done.
Now, my parting thought is so stupid, I'm just going to go first.
So we end on mine?
Yeah.
That's very complimentary of you.
And I probably already did the. I think I did this parting thought before. It was just as crappy. Sorry, explicit tag, shitty. Or, ready?
Poo.
A bird in the hand is worth $2 at a cat cafe. Did I say anything about bird in the hand before?
I don't get it. A bird in the hand is worth $2 at a cat cafe?
$2 at a cat cafe. $2. Like, they'll buy it for $2 and then sell it as part of a meal.
Did you make this up?
Yeah.
Okay, my parting thought, which you may have heard recently.
Is this our last episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is widely misattributed to Plato or Philo of Alexandria.
Are you talking about the clay children's toy or
the ancient Greek philosopher?
Okay.
Well, he was young at the time of his. Well, he may have been ancient. It is, be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. Now,
be kind,
for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. Now, the original author, it is believed to be, is Ian McLaren, born November 1850, died May 1907. He was a Scottish author and theologian.
Wait, did you say this was Plato or what is it?
No, it's widely misattributed.
Oh, okay.
Everyone thinks Plato said this, but it wasn't. It's not that old. And the original reference went, be pitiful, for every man is fighting a hard battle. So that's my parting thought.
But is it
true? Be nice to people. Because they have their own troubles. Everyone has troubles.
But I guess most people have troubles. I guess everyone has troubles. Is there really
In their mind, everyone has their troubles. Their troubles are...
This episode is troubles.
Yeah.
If this episode had a mind, it would have suicided.
It would probably insert itself inside a robot.
And so should you. Good night.
Good night.